Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today is the 20th International Transgender Day of Remembrance, a day when advocates try to draw attention to violence against transgender people. The day began as a memorial to a transgender woman murdered in Alston in 1998. People in the Boston transgender community say 2 decades later that threat remains serious. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
E. Love Slater, age 21. Bailey Reeves, age 17.
On Sunday evening, hundreds of people packed the Cathedral Church of St. Paul to pause, light candles, and hold a vigil as they heard 300 names read. Each was a transgender person, mostly women, killed around the world this year. International Transgender Day of Remembrance was started in 1999 to remember Rita Hester. She was a black trans woman who was murdered in Alston the year before, just a couple of days shy of her 35th birthday. Among those at this year's vigil were a few people who knew Hester. Lana Fox says Hester welcomed her into Boston's trans community.
I met her at a club called Jocks. I was really, really young, so a lot of the older girls in there would, like, bother me and chase me away and threaten me and stuff. But Rita was like, that's my little sister, and do not touch her. She's with me. So they left me alone. Nobody messed with Rita. Like, she was that girl.
Fox says Hester was tall, statuesque, and she used that stature to stand up for people. Fox says Hester's death was devastating.
It was a sad moment. It was shocking to the community because she was a large entity.
Hester's murder was the latest of several killings of trans women that had received public attention. 3 years earlier, in 1995, Chanel Pickett was killed in Watertown, then Monique Thomas in Dorchester in September 1998, and 2 months later, Rita Hester.
It started to be alarming. It was scary. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what happened.
Tisha Purdy knew Rita Hester and remembers her as a bubbly sweetheart. She says the brutality of the crime and the fact the killer was never caught galvanized the trans community.
Rita's was like one of our first public, like one of the ones that really made it, like this is what's going on, you know.
Do you feel safer today than you did in 1998?
No. The state of where we are politically and where we are as far as the president is concerned has fueled this hate again.
Purdy says violence against trans people continues, and that's what makes Transgender Day of Remembrance as important today as it was 20 years ago. At Fenway Health's Violence Recovery Program, Fari Shakur notes there has been some progress. Shakur works with trans women who've survived hate violence. He says there's more legal protection in Massachusetts now for trans people and more awareness. But Shakur says lots of trans people still experience violence.
Absolutely, especially for transgender women of color. With the Me Too movement, we saw a huge rise in sexual violence. This program, the Violence Recovery Program, had never had a wait list, and we were actually at about a 3-month wait list for a little bit.
Shakur says more groups and spaces for trans people would make it safer for them in the city. Tisha Purdy honored Rita Hester at St. Paul's Cathedral Sunday by lip-syncing to the song I Believe. Purdy says today is a day to remember those the trans community has lost, but also a mandate to keep living. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.